From NPR News, it's Day to Day, and today we're speaking about speaking, in a manner of speaking. Today's top politicians might have different opinions on issues like immigration and abortion, but they do have one thing in common. Most of them are millionaires. One way politicians make their big bucks is simply by opening their mouths. And here to open his mouth and tell us about it is Steve Tripoli from Marketplace. So, Steve, turns out politicians are paid a bundle for speaking engagements, and it works out pretty well for them. It gives them financial fuel for their political ambitions.
That's right, Alex, and some of the numbers are pretty big. It turns out the heavyweight champion of fees per speech is none other than Bill Clinton, who averaged $152,000 per speech in 2006 for a total of $10.2 million that year. But the champion for total speaking fees in 2006 was Rudolph Giuliani, who earned $11.4 million. Poor Rudy, though, he had to work harder than Bill for it because he only got $93,000 per speech.
I feel so much compassion for him. Steve, tell us a little bit more about who's getting what.
Well, first of all, we should say this isn't exactly new. Three recent ex-presidents who aren't named Clinton made their share, Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, George Bush, although in fairness, not always for personal enrichment. Reagan was the first million-dollar man way back in 1989. In this year's class of candidates, it's hard to nail down every person's take, but we do know that John Edwards recently averaged $45,000 a speech for nine speeches. According to a report in Newsday, the newspaper, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, and Barack Obama donated all their speaking fees to charity. We're not sure how much that was, though. And I should add that most candidates, including Giuliani, stop speaking for money once they start a campaign. And by the way, I got a lot of help with these figures from the crack librarian at NPR, Barbie Kaiser. So thanks, Barbie.
And she did it for free. Steve, how much of a role can money earned by speeches actually play in a campaign?
Well, you know, a candidate's personal funds or a spouse's funds that are jointly held, which I guess has pertinence for the Clinton example, can be used without limit in a campaign. So theoretically, this is a backdoor way of circumventing individual contribution limits. But I spoke with folks at the Center for Responsive Politics, it's a nonpartisan group, about this, and they say they haven't seen speaking fees or, for that matter, book deals or consulting fees used that way. And if candidates do have to use their own money, Massey Rich at the center says that's probably a bad sign anyway.
When you spend your own money to run a campaign, it's almost a sure thing that you're going to lose. That's not necessarily because you're using your own money. It's just because you don't have the support of other people and their money. Money is an indicator of support, and if you don't have it, that means generally on election day, the votes aren't going to show up either.
When it comes to any of these candidates and their personal fortunes from speaking fees or other sources, is it ever big enough to really move a presidential election?
Well, the one name we haven't discussed yet comes in here, Mitt Romney. He alone, according to folks I spoke with, has enough to personally make a difference in a campaign this size. He's reportedly worth close to $200 million, and he doesn't need a speaking engagement.
Thanks so much, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.